What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, The Taliban Are Looking Better Every Day. Now, as you guys can see in the thumbnail, one of the leaders of the Taliban is meeting with their Chinese counterpart. And the Taliban guy, he's not wearing the mask, while the Chinese guy is wearing the mask. Now, something you guys need to understand. Anybody who willingly wears a mask is part of the Dajjal system, like Sheikh Imran Hussein would say, or what you Christians would refer to as the beast system. Now, a lot of people out there, they like to say, oh, America, China, Russia, they're frenemies. But the reality of the matter, guys, they're all in on it. And this, coincidentally, this actually includes Iran. If you look at the Ayatollah is wearing the mask. So any government leader out there who wears a mask, they are in on this scam, okay? Can you guys imagine if Saddam Hussein was alive or Gaddafi was alive? Can you imagine these guys would be wearing the mask? Absolutely not. In fact, Gaddafi actually told the UN before he died that this was going to happen. And this is why the idiot before Biden. This is why Obama murdered Gaddafi, because Gaddafi knew what was going to happen. Guys, you need to understand, Scamarona was something that was planned for decades. This wasn't something that they were going to use to take down Trump and then memory hole it like TFM initially thought. This was in the making for several decades. And now, Western civilization, modern Western civilization, has finally shown us their true colors. I think it's safe to say at this point the real terrorists are Western civilization. In Australia, a woman, she was an old woman, I think she was either really, really beat up or actually killed by the Australian police for not wearing a mask covering her nose. This is the worst type of... Guys, I never heard of any Arab dictator. I never heard of the Taliban or Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein actually killing people for not wearing a mask covering their nose. So at this point, it is safe to say that Western civilization is a true terrorist and not the Taliban, not Gaddafi, and not Saddam. So what you guys out there need to understand is that you need to leave the West. Now, as you guys know, God willing, I'll be hopping on a plane in a couple of days going to Eastern Europe. I actually land in Rome, Italy, but guess what? Because Italy is a terrorist country, because they force you to take the vaccine and they tell you you have to wear a mask, I'm not even going to leave the terminal. I'm going to sit in the terminal until my plane ride to Romania. So I'm not even going to visit any of these Western countries. Gentlemen, you need to understand, it's over for the West, okay? Whatever hope, whatever faith you have for Western civilization, throw it out in the garbage can. What I, Amr Mitwali, going to do when I get over to the Balkans, I'm going to rent a car from Romania, and I'm going to drive throughout the Balkan countries. I'm going to go to Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Ukraine. I also added Bosnia and Albania. I know some of you guys said, hey, Amr, go check out Albania. I added Albania to the itinerary. I added North Macedonia to the itinerary. So I'm going to go to all these Muslim / Orthodox Christian nations in the Balkans, because I'm going to see two things, okay? Number one, when shit hits the fan, where is a safe place for us to seek refuge in? That's number one. Number two, as you guys know, I'm moving MGTOW TV. I'm moving all my businesses are online. So I'm moving all my businesses overseas as either a Romanian or a Hungarian company, because child molester Biden, as we all know by now, child molester Biden is mentally ill. He's a terrorist. You don't know what this guy is capable of. You know, he might say, hey, you can't leave America unless you have the vaccine, you know. Right now, for foreigners to come into America, they have to have the vaccine, right? But I honestly, I have no problem if you have to get the vaccine to come into America, because I honestly could care less about coming back to America. But leaving America, right? So you don't know what this creep is capable of. I mean, needless to say, even the lefty liberals are anti-Biden now. Because again, the guy is mentally ill. He suffers from dementia, Alzheimer's. He's pure unadulterated evil. So you don't know what these people are going to do. Maybe they're going to say, ah, we're going to close your bank account because you didn't take the jab. Oh, we're going to throw you in a gulag or a concentration camp because you don't believe in Zionism. You never know what the... You guys have to understand. These are Satan-worshipping people. The type of evil that these people are capable of is something on a satanic level. So our job is to make preparations. Islam refers to this as hijra. Hijra means you have to leave your homeland for the sake of your own survival, right? This is basically, guys, we're going to be refugees in Europe, in Eastern Europe. So instead of waiting until the last minute and then I go to Europe, you know, guys, give me money, give me this, give me that, I'm a refugee, I'm just going right now. So a lot of you guys out there, you need to get off of your ass. You need to go to Western Europe, set up your online businesses over there. Maybe set up a small business, a restaurant, where you can make some money off of that. Guys, you can easily live for under $1,000 a month in Eastern Europe if you make money online like me. Now, I'm not making $1,000 a month. I'm actually losing money on MGTOW TV. The best thing to do, guys, to make sure that I live in Europe and not come back to America is if you guys get yourself that $1 membership. There's about 3,000 people who show up religiously to MGTOW TV a month. If like 2,000 of you got a $1 membership, that will be $1,000 coming into my pocket after fucking PayPal takes their cut. So I'll be able to live off in Europe. So you guys out there, I don't care if you have a business you can do online. I don't care if you have some money saved up. Come to Eastern Europe, open a restaurant, and ride out the collapse of Western civilization. Now, as you guys know, I'm going to be looking for countries that are most anti-Western. When I say anti-Western, I'm simply talking about countries that are not going with the whole Scamarona ordeal. So I'm looking for a nation where they don't care about Scamarona. Guys, you need to understand something very, 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 very important. For the vast majority of people out there, poverty is a good thing. Let me repeat that. For the vast majority of human beings out there, poverty is actually a good thing. You know, when somebody has money, what do they do with that money? They fuck things up, including their own lives. You look at all these rich Arabs who come to America, what do? They go to Beverly Hills, they rent a McMansion, they fly over dirty, dirty Sharmutas and private jets, and then they drive down the Lamborghini Diablos down Santa Monica Boulevard at like 5 miles an hour, going vroom, vroom, vroom. So for the vast majority of people out there, poverty is a good thing. You guys have to understand something very important. Feminism, Scamarona, that's not for poor people. That's for rich people. That's for people who have nothing better to do. Like the old Christian saying says, idle hands are a devil's playground, right? So you look at all these countries out there that are going after, that are imposing Scamarona restrictions, they're all well-to-do countries, or there are countries like Egypt that are not really well-to-do, but the government over there and the people over there, they really want to be part of Western civilization. Guys, if you want to be part of Western civilization, it's over. You know, Sheikh Imran Hussein said that if you want to be part of Western civilization, it's like not being on the it's equivalent of not being on the ark during the time of Noah. In fact, there's a hadith in Islam that says one of the last days is when the sun rises from the west. Now, we all thought that meant a physical sunrise from the west. You know, if the sun was to rise from the west, it basically means the whole world is going to come to an end, because it's going to screw up, I don't know, physics and shit like that, if the sun rises from the west. But Sheikh Imran Hussein, he's like, no, this is figurative. When people want to be like the west, it's over. Now, he said that a couple of years ago. At that time, I was like, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. But now, I'm 110% certain that Sheikh Imran Hussein was right when he said that when the sun rises from the west, it's over. He's talking about when the world follows Western civilization. So the answer here, if you want to survive the apocalypse, Armageddon, you have to leave Western civilization altogether. Right now, guys, the Taliban are winning. They're probably going to be your best bet, but to be on the safe side, go to Eastern Europe, set up a small business over there. That way you have access to the Western financial market. That way you have some money coming in from the locals through your small enterprise. But ultimately, guys, the Taliban might be the way to go for all of us. I'm not talking about joining the Taliban and stuff like that. I'm simply saying living under the command of the Taliban, because they're not in on this whole scam, and therefore they're not going to be destroyed like modern Western civilization and everybody else who wants to become like modern Western civilization. So the bottom line, guys, if you're in a country where the people, the government, they wear the mask, they want, you know, Scamarona restrictions, trust and believe these countries are going to go to hell along with Washington, D.C. and Brussels. So best bet, guys, cannot stress this enough. Plan B, leave the country, has to be executed. My job, Amar Metwali, is actually to do the work for you guys that you should be doing on your own. And again, guys, can't stress this enough. Best way to help out MGTOW TV, Super Chat the content creators, boost their videos, and then buy a membership. Again, guys, if 2,000 people on MGTOW TV bought a $1 a month membership, that's enough for me to live comfortably in Eastern Europe. And obviously, guys, by the time you see this video, I'm probably going to be a day or two away from hopping on a plane. And God willing, when I get into Eastern Europe, I'm going to let you know what's going on. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Take care. Peace.